Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have Michael Maloney on the line. Now, you'll know him because every time my three-year-old daughter hears the song Dermot Kennedy Giants, she turns around and says, That's the toy show song. And that's because of you, Michael. Everyone, I'm sure, remembers you performing on the Late Late Toy Show just gone. And what an incredible night that was. It must have been the night of your dreams, was it?
Used to be giants. When do we stop? Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know, I never forgot.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. It was just so much, you know, fun, and it was so magical, you know, to see RT and everything, because I'd never obviously seen a TV set or any of this, and it was amazing to see it, you know, especially at Christmas, because they had the whole thing, you know, decked out in decorations, and, you know, obviously the toy show set was just, you know, decorated to the maximum. But it was just such a magical night, and, you know, obviously meeting Dermot Kennedy was just a dream come true. It was just so amazing.
I can just imagine. And of course, everybody wants to go to the toy show. I'm 40 and I've been trying to get to the toy show since I was about four and I never got there, but you got there already. I'm really surprised though, because you're so young. I thought you were much older. How old are you, Michael?
I'm 14.
I can't believe that. I can't. You must be very tall, are you?
I don't know. I'd say I'd be about average height, maybe.
Really? I thought you were much older when you were on the show. So you're performing Dermot Kennedy's Giants because you really love him, don't you? You love his music.
Oh, yeah.
And Dermot he came Kennedy's out best. And surprised you. You must have nearly died, did you?
Oh, you can probably see in the video, but I had to do a double take to kind of see that Dermot Kennedy. But, oh, it was absolutely mental. And I kind of just lost my mind. I kind of forgot what I was playing, forgot what I was singing.
Oh, but, you didn't though, you kept on going.
Yeah, well, after I kind of had time to process it, and all this kind of happened in the space of a split second, but after I processed it, I was like, I'm singing with Dermot Kennedy, my idol, on the Late Late Toy Show. So I couldn't stop singing because I was just having so much fun.
Yeah.
And I said before I went on the show, that was just the main thing I wanted to achieve, to just have as much fun as I could.
How did you get on the show, Michael?
Yeah, well, my mum and I were kind of thinking to audition to the toy show, and we didn't expect to get on it, obviously, because, you know, everybody in Ireland and the world this year tries to get on the toy show, and it's extremely hard. So we were kind of sitting down just kind of as something to do and just for fun. So we spent a good 2 or 2.5 hours trying to think of songs to kind of audition with, and we settled with Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran.
So
we spent another 2 hours trying to sing it and doing one take, and mum would be like, you know, and cut, missing. And we kind of had to go through them all and see, you know, well, this one actually is better than this one for this reason, you know, but actually this one has a better this and that. And so it took a good 2 hours to kind of finally pick one kind of video and send it in.
And sent it in and you were picked. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, then it was a few weeks later, actually, we were called to do a second audition. That's when they actually asked me to audition with Giants, because when we had auditioned, at first, we sent in kind of a personal blog about me. And May of 2020, I went on the Moran Dahi show. You know how they do the Zoom to your living room?
Okay, yeah.
I had sang Outnumbered by Dermot Kennedy. And so obviously I'm a huge fan of Dermot Kennedy, and they knew that from the blog. And so they asked me to sing Giants, which I actually had not tried to sing that song before. So I kind of thought of it as a kind of a challenge. So they asked me to practice it on the Friday. So I spent the whole weekend trying to kind of, you know, get it perfect. And I think on the Sunday I sent it in, and I was happy with it anyway, because I knew it was the best I could do. And so that was all I could do.
Oh, no, you're absolutely amazing. I've watched that video I don't know how many times. Now, talk to us about what happened after the Late Late Show, because I got a press release into my inbox in my email and work, and it was all about you. I was like, Universal Records are emailing me about Michael Maloney. What's going on here? Tell us what happened afterwards.
Yeah, so obviously Win Mullane had kindly given me the voucher for their studios. So after the toy show, I was kind of thinking, you know, how could I use this voucher to the best of my abilities? So I had written some more songs that I was going to record in Windmill, and I was really happy to do so. But one day I was sitting down at the end of the kitchen, and Mam was making me breakfast. And I just had the thought, you know, my dad, he was a chef as well, and he used to cook me breakfast in the same pan. And it was sort of like a light bulb moment. I was just like, you know, how did I not think of this before? I should write a song for my dad. So you know, that's kind of where it all kind of started. And so after that, I knew I wanted to write a song for my dad. I just didn't really know how to go about it, if that makes sense. So I asked mum what she thought, and I knew as well that I wanted it to not really be a literal sense of what happened after my dad passed, because I wanted people to be able to listen to it and kind of relay it onto their own story and kind of relate to it in their own way. So I kind of wanted to use metaphors to kind of portray the story. So I asked my mum what she thought, and she gave me the idea to use weather metaphors. So I took her idea and I kind of sat down and thought about it for a while, and I kind of got a piece of paper and I wrote out a list of weather terms, you know, like hot, cold, thunder, lightning, rainbows, you know, stuff like that. And then I kind of just wrote lyrics about kind of just how I was feeling really after my dad passed, and I kind of put in some of the weather metaphors into it. So that's kind of where the lyrics came from. And then for the melody and the chords, I sat down at the piano actually instead of the guitar, since all my other songs had actually been written for the guitar. So just for a change, I thought I'd sit down at the piano. And actually, after I had written the song, I learned that my dad's favorite instrument is the piano, which is just very coincidental.
Wow.
So I came up with this chord progression after a while that I thought, you know, fitted the tone of the song, and I thought it sounded nice. So kind of where the song came from.
And Michael, you play guitar very, very well. You sing very well. You play piano. Have you been taught how to play all these instruments, or do you just kind of have an ear for it?
I've kind of just been around music my whole life. You know, my dad, he owned a music bar in Ballina called Emmett's, and, you know, he'd always be playing music, whether in the bar, at the house, in the car. You know, we even have a jukebox in the front room of the house.
Oh, Dad,
that
brilliant.
We play music. Yeah, it's really cool. So I always kind of was listening to music, like not even thinking about it so much. Just it was just always in my life, and I thought that's just how it is. And so, you know, I always grew up listening to Aerosmith or Guns N' Roses or Leonard Cohen or Bob Dylan. My dad really loved Bob Dylan. I think he went to see him like 31 times in concert or something. You know, he went to all the different states in America and went to see him whenever he could.
Now, that's an obsession, isn't it? 31 times.
Yeah, yeah, he's a Bob Dylan fanatic. Like, he's the number one fan, I'd say. I think it was at maybe 6 or 7 when I first started singing. I was singing Hosier, Take Me to Church by Hosier, which was a very popular song at the time. And that's the first song I can really remember singing properly. And then when I sang it for like my family and my mum, they were all kind of surprised. They were like, oh, you can actually sing a bit.
Yeah. I think you can sing a lot. I think you've got a good bit of talent. But how did you get involved then with Universal? What happened there?
Yeah, well, it was Dermot Kennedy who actually kind of put me in touch with Universal, and they were just so kind. And, you know, I didn't really know what to do, or I'd never kind of, or Dermot McAvoy, from RT, put me in touch with Universal. They were so nice, and I didn't know really what to do. And they really liked the song, they said. So that's kind of how Universal came to be. And that was really exciting for me, even, you know, telling my friends, you know, Universal is going to release my song. Everybody was just so excited.
Because, I mean, there's musicians that have been on the go for years and years and years, and they've been knocking on doors of record companies and they can't get a look in. And there you are, age 14, releasing your debut single. It is kind of unbelievable.
It's absolutely mental. It really is. You know, you'd read these kind of stories of people who go through stuff like this and you'd be thinking, oh, this could never happen to me. But it's just been absolutely mental, and just everybody's been so kind as well through it, which has really, really helped, you know, because when I went on the toy show, I didn't know anything about social media or being a musician. I just kind of posted a few covers sometimes just for fun, you know, and so everybody was so kind and helping me figure it all out as I went along. But it's just been so fun since, you know, November, I guess, since the toy show.
You kind of got famous overnight, didn't you? After the toy show, I mean, I think they had the highest viewers ever. December just gone. So were people recognising you everywhere you went?
Yeah, it was absolutely just mental. Because my biggest thing as well was just, you know, I didn't expect any of this. I kind of just wanted to go on the toy show, not mess up the lyrics, just, you know, have fun as well and just come off. But when I left and I went back to my phone, it was just buzzing with messages and people texting me, and my phone was like broken for a good 2 days before it finally turned on again. But it was absolutely crazy, you know, going down the street, people would be saying like, "Are you Michael from the toy show?" And they'd be getting pictures and everything. And it was just really surreal.
God.
And it was absolutely amazing. And then even, you know, you'd be doing interviews. A lot of people were asking for interviews. And again, I didn't know how to do an interview. So I kind of was learning on as I was going on. And then the craziest part was, so on the Monday when I went back to school, I actually had to go back into a week of Christmas exams.
Oh.
So it was like going from one kind of high of the Late Late Toy Show, just going very steeply downwards.
So do you not know who I am? I don't do Christmas tests. Go ahead of that.
Oh, geez. School is school. There was no change there. But
well,
it was
Certainly. Yeah. What year are you in, Michael?
I'm in second year this year.
Okay.
So, you know.
So second year. Well, we had to schedule our interview time outside your studying time. So is your mom, Sandra, very strict now? She wants you to keep on studying and doing your schoolwork.
Yeah, that's mum's biggest thing. School comes first anyway. No matter what happens, school comes first. It was like going from doing interviews on the Saturday and the Sunday on the bus in the morning studying for my science test. It was kind of from one extreme to the other, really.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously all my teachers and my friends were all congratulating me, but you know, it's like two different worlds, really. Like school is, when you go to school you kind of forget about everything else and you're just like, oh, did I do the right homework? Or you know, that's your biggest concern in school.
I know. But the teachers won't let you off with doing homework just because you can sing, you know.
No.
And Michael, do you have any siblings or anything, or is it just you?
It's just me, my mum and my dog, Max, who's here at my feet at the minute.
Fab. So your mum there is like becoming like a momager, isn't she? She's handling all your interviews there.
Exactly. That's her title now. She's the momager.
Are you going to have to pay her a salary now in years to come? You want to watch that, Michael? She'll be looking for money from you.
I hope not, anyway.
Or she'll start charging you rent. She'll start charging you rent at the age of 15. So the single came out yesterday. It's called All That I Do. And I know it's your dad's anniversary tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep, my dad's anniversary. So when I wrote the song, I was kind of thinking of how I could release it in a special way. And so I kind of thought to release it around my dad's anniversary so that, you know, when you'd be coming to kind of this time of the year, you'd be getting a bit, you know, sad and thinking about it. So I kind of wanted to kind of change it up a bit and have something else to think about rather than the sad memories, kind of replace them with happy ones.
Do you ever mark the day with anything?
Well, we'll probably go visit my dad's grave and we'll just kind of say hello. You'll always be talking to him, just kind of telling him the news. And I know none of this would have happened without him. I know that for sure.
I'm sure he'd be very proud. I'm going to have to watch that video another million times, I'm sure, because my daughter, every time she goes, trying to work from home at the moment, you know, and every time she comes into the room, can we watch the video? Can we watch the video? I don't know. How many views do you think you're up to now on YouTube of that late night?
Some like 1.2 million views or something.
Oh my God.
It's
isn't
mental.
That,
yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. Well, isn't it good that you didn't mess up then?
Yeah, I know, right? Just imagine if I messed up, that would have been a train wreck.
And come here, do you have any other idols that you really love in music that you'd also like to meet? Because, I mean, you ended up doing a duet with Dermot Kennedy without knowing that you were about to do a duet.
Yeah.
So who else would you love to team up with, or is there anybody?
I love Ed Sheeran as well, and Alex Benjamin, and Bob Dylan. Again, I kind of learned to love Bob Dylan from my dad, so now I'm a super fan of Bob Dylan as well. And Luis Capaldi is another big one.
Yeah.
So kind of, I kind of like a mixture of musicians, you know, from new age and old.
Well, you never know. You could end up on a stage with them because you never thought you'd end up singing with Dermot Kennedy. It's been lovely talking to you. The best of luck with the single and the best of luck with your schoolwork as well. The junior cert next year. Oh, God. I'm sure you're great at school, though, as well, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a bit.
It's been tough, hasn't it? Missing so much school and trying to keep up.
Yeah, it's like kind of like juggling. You're trying to balance doing exams and tests and on top of releasing singles and going on the Late Late Show.
That sounds so funny the way you say that. Listen, Michael, thanks so much for chatting to us today. We're going to play
a little
clip of your song, and I'm sure everyone's going to go and buy it. I still hold your hand, oh, you still bring me joy. No matter the pain, I'm still your little boy. I still sing your song, oh, I still walk by you. And I know that you're with me in all that I do. All that I do, all that I do. And I know that you're with me. Watch this space. I'm sure we'll be seeing you at the Three Arena or something like that in years to come.
Oh, God.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend. Bye. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.